This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many childcare facilities were in brittle financial shape before the pandemic. Advocates and childcare workers say the COVID shutdowns or reduced enrollment have pushed that industry to the brink. About 350,000 childcare workers are currently out of a job. There was a House hearing about this yesterday. Marketplace's Erica Barras has that.
Over the last few months, Linica Butler in Eureka, California, has been juggling working from home and taking care of her four-year-old son.
And we're exhausted from it. I mean, we want him back in daycare so bad, just to give us all a sanity break and get him back with kids. But, you know, it seems crazy.
Crazy because a daycare center is kind of a super spreader event waiting to happen.
So we just have to, like, stretch it out as long as we can. I mean, that's what I think. I don't know of any better thing to do.
But even while she's keeping her son away from the daycare center, she's worried it could close.
Then we'd have this whole new conundrum because I don't know where we would go for daycare.
Lots of daycare facilities might end up closing, says Myra Jones-Taylor, chief policy officer at Zero to Three, a nonprofit childcare advocacy group.
We worry that most of these programs will not be able to reopen once the economy opens. We are talking about an industry that is already operating at razor thin margins.
And now, daycare centers may have to follow new safety guidelines, more staff per kid, social distancing, staggered hours. Gina Adams is a fellow at the Urban Institute.
There's the cleaning supplies, there's the actual personal protective equipment, there's the time taken to sterilize the building every night or sterilize the equipment or clean up in between things in that extra way. All of those things, when you talk about time and equipment, all of those equal money.
Disruption in childcare will disproportionately affect women, who make up 90% of childcare workers and who bear most of the burden of child rearing. Beth Humbert, professor at the Center for Women in Work at UMass Lowell, says without childcare, women will lose the professional gains they've made. And rather than leave the workforce, women may resort to other options.
A lot of these smaller in-home care daycares may just start accepting children unregulated. And so that's going to start a whole other child care crisis.
She says the economy simply can't reopen without investment in child care. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.